First envisioned by six local registered nurses back in 1972, a new hospice building for Center Wellington is getting closer to reality. Dr. Clarissa Burke was on Swap Talk this week and shared an update on where the project stands.
We are planning for the building. We are doing an assessment of the site on which the building will be built. So that work is actually happening right now. And as that progresses alongside it, we are also doing the planning for what services the hospice will need. A hospice is a 24/7 facility that provides end-of-life care for those people who need it, as well as wrapping that support around their family and caregivers.
She says that while some funding is being provided by the province, local fundraising efforts are also needed to make the project happen.
The Ministry of Health approval, as I mentioned, comes with funding, which is fantastic, but hospices are built by communities. And the majority of the dollars that we need to raise are going to be fundraised locally in Wellington County. We are so grateful for the donations we have received. We are still seeking more. And then we're also so thrilled when people like Susan and Wendy come forward and want to be a part of what we're trying to do and making incredible gestures in order to make that contribution.
To help, two Arthur women, Susan O'Neill and Wendy Vernhoven, are shaving their heads, hoping to raise $5,000 for the cause. O'Neill says it's not the first time she's gone bald for charity.
It just so happens 15 years ago, I was able to shave my head and in support of the Canadian Cancer Society.
Oh, wow.
And that went over tremendously well.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so bad. So I thought, you know what? Vault ahead 15 years. Why couldn't I? It got me thinking that idea could just be reused again. And when Wendy heard that I was doing it, she came right in. Wendy Vernhoven said, yes, I'll shave my head with you.
I love it.
So that made me feel a little bit better.
Yes.
There's safety in numbers.
O'Neill says it's about more than just raising money.
Our goal is $5,000 to hit by October 25, and we are well on our way. I've put it out on my Facebook page and my Instagram page, and anybody that I talk to, I have a business card that says, did you happen to know that I'm going to be like getting my head shaved, and this is the cause that I'm shaving it for? Because the other thing that's really important is that even some people in the community have said, a hospice being built in Aboyne, I haven't heard about that.
Mm.
So it's to raise awareness as well.
The head shave takes place on Saturday, October 25th. To learn more about the new proposed facility and the fundraising efforts, visit aboynerurahospice.org. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.